Today we're talking about the intersection of children with special needs and specific legal issues that have to do with planning. We're very honored to have Keith Maples with us. Keith is an attorney in Austin. He is a super lawyer, fellow of the American Academy of Matrimonial Law, board certified, and has a lot of interest in, works on a lot of cases where children have special needs. Also, of course, many of you know Karen Turner from Dallas. Karen is equally board certified and has a practice where she specializes in custody issues as well. So we're really pleased to have both of them. Once again, I'm the moderator, which is an enviable position because I get to listen to them talk. At any rate, what we were going to talk about, once again, is a long train running, and we missed the musical cue, which is okay, but to talk about planning for the future in terms of how do we do that. This is one size fits all, which clearly in this case did not work, did not plan for the future. One of the rookie errors that people make in doing custody evaluations is often to focus on the least detrimental perspective in terms of who's the least bad parent. Once again, a rookie error. What we should always be thinking about in doing evaluations is matching the needs of the child with the strengths of each parent and trying to maximize the child's opportunity for growth and for development and for having a good life in terms of what the parent can provide rather than simply focusing on the pathology of the child. So certainly one size does not fit all. A couple of examples that we run across in custody evaluations is on the most basic level, attention deficit disorder.